Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks, which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on the coronavirus as Canada's closing its borders to most non-citizens because of it. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there will be some exceptions made for U.S. citizens.
As the virus continues its spread, we've decided to take increasingly aggressive steps to keep you and your family safe.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul wants tax day to be delayed by 3 months because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Kentucky Republican tweeting yesterday that he wants people to be able to file their taxes by July 15th instead of the current April 15th deadline, and he wants late payment interest and fees waived. Former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he's withdrawing from public life for a while as he enters rehab for alcoholism, announcing it after police recently found him in a Miami hotel room intoxicated with a male escort who is suspected of having overdosed on meth. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
An Iraqi base hosting U.S.-led coalition and NATO forces coming under rocket attack again. Iraq's military is saying that rockets slammed into the base south of Baghdad late last night. No word on whether there were any casualties. The base houses Spanish troops that are part of the U.S.-led coalition, as well as other NATO training forces. Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks and his wife, actress and singer Rita Wilson, are out of a hospital in Australia after being diagnosed with coronavirus last week. Their son, Chet Hanks, says in a video message on his Instagram that the couple is still in self-quarantine. Hanks and Wilson believed to be at a penthouse apartment where they've been staying while Hanks was working on a movie about Elvis Presley. And Amazon is stopping the sale of most versions of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and other Nazi books. The response coming after years of campaigning from Holocaust charities. The ban impacts the main editions produced by publishers, including London's Random House. Jewish groups and charities have been campaigning ever since the late 1990s to stop the online retailer from selling copies of Hitler's evil manifesto. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, happy St. Patty's Day for you. I know not, rather an atypical one, you know, not a lot of gatherings at the bars are planned today, but it's a different way to celebrate. And I'm going to be curious, Gerard Lomero, the kind of ideas that creative Americans will come up with this St. Patty's Day to celebrate, you know, this important holiday. Though we remember, you know, the patron saint of Ireland. In fact, you may not be aware, but there was a special movie that was going to be out today and tomorrow, which we're not going to be able to see. We may have to wait till it comes out on streaming. It's unfortunate because these people have done a great job with this movie. It features John Rhys-Davies as St. Patrick. And it tells you a lot that people didn't know about St. Patrick and, you know, really deals in the truth and understanding what Patrick had given up in order to, you know, convert Ireland. And Ireland, what Ireland is today, it owes in great part to this patron saint.
That's great. And people are probably going to celebrate it a lot more quietly with so many restaurants closed across the country. Mm-hmm. And people trying to figure out what to do with all that year's supply of TP.
Right, exactly. Hey, but you can still have some green beer at home. It's okay. I mean, I've got my Jameson's ready to go for a toast. I'm ready. So, hey, we'll make the most of it. And, hey, look, if you have to do a Facebook Live with your friends and neighbors, why not? We can share a little bit of the love. You know, one thing I was going to share with you as well, we had a gal on yesterday, Juanita Ingram from Taiwan, and she was reporting, she lives there, she's an expat, I think she was originally from North Carolina, married, has her family there, and they just got through the whole coronavirus situation. I say got through it, they're on the other side of it where there's light at the end of the tunnel where, you know, she said it took about 30 days for them, and they're only about 70 miles away from China. So for them to have already gone through this is quite a bit of encouragement for us. They had 57 cases reported, only one death. So I think there's a lot of positive takeaway there. And her her message to America was, it's going to get better.
And, that's right. And there may be, you know, in addition to those 57 cases, about 3 to 5 times as many people who have it that never were tested because right. Their symptoms were so mild. Because we know most people will only get minor symptoms. And we have good news today. Our supply chains look great for most products. Mm-hmm. So our supermarkets are going to be restocked. And we're not going into deprivation like in Venezuela or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we also have good news from Wuhan, where they're getting back to normal. Right. They've gotten over their bump, and there they had a lot of other conditions that are probably worse and more likely to spread it than we have here. We have much better conditions, and the president, President Trump, took decisive action all along to stem the, you know, the rise of this infection within the United States. And I think all this data that's coming out now is supporting my analysis. I dug deep into the numbers. I'm a numbers guy.
Yes,
forecasting. I'm an expert on forecasting. As I tell people all the time, I've never met a differential equation I don't like. So I dug into the numbers, and I think with 80% probability, the coronavirus panic will end between mid-April, roughly April 15th, and May, roughly May 15th. And the crisis, if you will, all the shutdowns and those things will start returning to normal quickly thereafter. And I think even the market's going to rebound. I think ultimately the smart investors, and I'm not giving investment advice because I don't specifically have the licenses and things to do that, but I believe that you're going to see the market rebound pretty quickly because those stocks that brought the Dow as high as it was probably still to have the inherent value. They haven't changed just because of a bug hitting number of people around the world.
Exactly. Well, Gerard, I'm a marketing guy, and I believe in what you call the law of capacity.
Yeah.
If it has reached a different, a certain level, that is its current capacity. It's going to rise to that. It will naturally flow because that's where it's been. It's like a 10-gallon hat will always hold 10 gallons. It has that capacity to hold 10 gallons. You may pour out some of it. It may only hold 5 at the time, but it still has the capacity to hold 10 more. And we've already proven that point, that the stock market is capable of handling that. And you're right. What we always find is when things are restricted and when the doors are opened up, it always expands more than we anticipated. Because of the way you've got that where that resistance comes in, I think Democrats are finding that out as well as they continue to resist this president. It blows their mind that he comes back naturally in a way with a counter narrative based on truth and facts. And it's disturbing the antithetical forces, if I might say.
That's right. Those are really brilliant observations. But I listen to a lot of people, and I really think that's a great insight.
Well, that means a lot, to me, coming from you, because I have the highest respect as a political analyst that you've proven to be. Your forecast models, you have been there with elections and other trends that are happening. And, just on a gut level, I would say that I sense that you're very right about the, somewhere mid-April, mid-May projection, because we were scheduled to be leaving for the West Coast on Friday, and we spent an entire day canceling, flights and
because we
were not only going to California, but going to Hawaii and visiting three islands to see some relatives. And, of course, the grandkids are there in Maui. And, of course, they're disappointed that we're not. But they, they kind of understand, that Grandma and Grandpa will be there eventually. And they asked when. I said, well, probably about mid-April. So that's
interesting.
Not April. I said mid-May. So, because we'll need a little bit of time. Just like this one gal, Juanita Ingram, had reported there in Taiwan. One is that right now they're cautiously optimistic. They're still mindful of some social distancing. The new word for the age, right? Social distancing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the last time I heard that, I was telling somebody else, was at a senior prom dance where we had, our chaperones that were saying, hey, watch that social distancing.
That's right.
right. So Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, and our conversation will continue. We're going to get into his new book, Real World Socialism. You need to, you need to get your hands on this book, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, to really understand what is going on. And I would say especially for, you know, some of these younger kids who have been indoctrinated. And don't think it's just college kids. As we were talking, I mentioned to you, we were talking with a professor from Princeton. And he told me, he says, Bill, he goes, you know, it's the kids, they don't get indoctrinated here in college. He says, they already come to college and they're indoctrinated. Uh-oh. So what is that telling you? That even in high schools, our kids' minds are being orientated away from some founding principles that we have taken for granted. Real-world socialism, spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy sold by using false hopes and deceit. Dr. Lomero's new book that we'll talk about next. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
given the option, if you have any doubt, you want to live free, okay? You know, I love it, Gerard. You know, the Bible always talks about that. You know, they poses that binary choice at times, you know, that, hey, look, at you can choose good or evil. But it gives you the answer, you know, what the right choice is. You want to make sure you choose good. And here we are right now in the midst of crisis. You know, what are you doing? Are you exercising your God-given abilities to choose rightly so that you're protected, your family is protected, you know, our communities and our great country and the world that we serve? Because we do serve a greater objective here. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us. He's the author of Great News for America, popular TV and talk radio show personality, America's number one political analyst. And the reason that he is because he knows the facts, Jack. And as they say, because, you know, we got a lot of people out there, you know, opinionating. But I say what is missing, Gerard, is that there's no accountability for said opinions. I mean, if they prove hollow and wrong, you know, it's like they're left to, especially on the left. If you're on the left, you can opinionate all you want, right, wrong, or indifferent, you live another day. And you can lie and cheat, and you still survive. Conservatives, on the other hand, we're a little bit more judgmental. And that is, if you're full of it, we don't want to hear from you anymore. And you're going to be marginalized. But you have consistently been on the mark with your numbers and your analysis, and this is why particularly our show and many others love having you on, because you're credible.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And what I do is I study the numbers, a lot of the background numbers that most people don't look at. A lot of different figures are out there on the population, on the cohorts of the population, and I try to figure out what's happening and what has happened and what will happen. And I go back to 1789 for some of my trends and watching them ebb and flow. And one of the things I found over a year ago, probably about 14 months ago, was the fact that I could predict what the number one issue would be in the 2020 presidential election, because I felt there was enough data out there to say that socialism was going to be the top issue of the 2020 presidential election. And I think it will turn out when we start seeing September, October, November, that's what they're going to be debating, socialism. Mm-hmm. Trump is an advocate for freedom. He's an advocate for the Constitution, the rule of law, and, if you will, our founding principles. He's a very strong advocate. Mm-hmm. And the opponents, the Democrats, have gone off the deep end. They have gone from a liberal party to a progressive party, which really means progressing towards socialism, that word. Mm-hmm. And they've gone even further to where they're calling themselves Democrat socialists or socialists. We even have some people that I've heard them call themselves communists.
Yes.
Which is sort of a very extreme version of socialism. Although Karl Marx thought that socialism equals communism.
All roads from socialism lead to communism. Exactly. And that's obvious historically. As you say, you look at the numbers and the trajectory and you see where it goes. You know, Bernie Sanders has now admitted, you know, straight up, he's a democratic socialist, and people wonder what that means. You know, for a number of years, Trevor Loudon has been reporting on the elected democratic socialists within our government, and you know, people were kind of shocked. It was just like, what are you talking about? Over 100 card-carrying democratic socialists? What's a democratic socialist? Well, the fact that socialist is even in their name, you know, should be a revealer of what their intent is. But people have been in denial to think that why would somebody want to give up the U.S. Constitution? What, you know, our children have fought and died for, our fathers and grandparents have fought and died for. Why would we want to give that up for you know, communism or socialism? Well, the fact of the matter is those antithetical forces, as you have discovered, as you go back, you know, to the 18th century, they've always been there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? They use the word democratic socialism to dress it up. It's like icing on their cake, so it hides it. They're trying to hide what they really are. There are all sorts of variations of names that have given. My book, Real World Socialism, goes into what socialism is. It goes into the variation. Designer socialism, that's one maybe you haven't heard of, some people haven't heard of. Christian socialism, you name it, socialism. They've got all sorts of variations. I name a whole list of them in the book.
Yes.
And by the way, the reason I wrote the book was 14 months ago, I said this was going to be the top issue, and a lot of Americans don't understand what socialism is. They think it's like, oh, give people free medical care. But there's a lot more to it. Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, 1998, he said, I'm a Democrat socialist. And I'm going to give you, and he promised all sorts of things to the country. As soon as he got into office and was elected, they never had a free election since. But beyond that, he nationalized all sorts of industries, which I think Bernie Sanders would love to do.
Right.
And he took the number one economy in South America, oil-rich country that it is, and turned it into a basket case.
Exactly.
The average person in 2018 lost 24 pounds of weight because they're starving to death.
Exactly. They're eating out of the back of trash trucks. This is what they've been reduced to. It is absolutely heartbreaking. But that's democratic socialism.
It is on
full display. Exactly.
And I wrote this book to help the American people understand what it is that those promises are, because there are a whole lot of empty promises, false hopes, and deceit. They can't deliver what they're promising, and they promise everything to everybody. They're talking about forgive all medical debts, forgive all student debts, give everybody – well, they're even talking about giving everybody a salary every month, even if they don't work, because they said they don't need to work. We can just give it to you. We can raise taxes. But they don't realize that after you take 100% of all taxes, you not only don't create new wealth – in the private sector, but you also use off the existing wealth. I think this...
Not to mention the fact, Gerard, that you disable the abled. That's huge. The mediocre... you turn this country into a mediocre country. It's mediocratized. And that's what socialism brings and puts to bear on it, is that now we become the lowest common denominator.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, what I did in this book, and people should know about it, and I hope they do read the book, is I put down every argument socialists make for socialism and why those arguments don't hold water. And then I put together every argument I know of why capitalism and freedom work and are far superior to socialism, and I put it in one place. I have a phenomenal library, as you can imagine.
Yes.
And especially on freedom, communism, capitalism, on and on. And I have put together, I think, in one place, the biggest indictment of socialism that's written. And I think you'll love the book, and I think it's great if you also get a copy for your college kids, because a lot of them face Marxist professors, socialists, and also it can be read easily by smart high school students, and if they're getting K through 12, they've gotten a certain amount of indoctrination, they can talk to their high school teachers and answer them with great answers.
Exactly. Well, as I said earlier, this Princeton professor said, Bill, you know, we're not indoctrinating them here. They come to us pre-indoctrinated.
A lot of them
do. You know, and you go, whoa, you know, and it caused me to take pause. So we need to wake up to this, and this is a good reason why. Look it. Our good friend with the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, always says, it's a mantra for him, Gerard. He says, education precedes action. And so what your book is offering to America here is education and understanding of something as critical as socialism. You're exactly right. That's going to be a big part of this 2020 election. And now with what's happening between, you know, Biden and with Sanders, I mean, don't think for a minute. All you have to do is look at the policies. Look at the fruit that has been germinating from the Democratic Party. It reeks of socialism. And Biden has been yanked more to the left than he ever thought he would ever be right now because of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. So we'll keep an eye on it. And get your hands on this book, Real World Socialism. It is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Gerard Lomero, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, great to be with you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks, which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayors, local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Andy Beccari, Senior Director and U.S. Brand Leader with Insulins, or for Insulins, I should say, with the Eli Lilly and Company is with us. And we're going to be talking about lower-priced insulins and other options for people with diabetes, okay? You know, we know millions of Americans with high-deductible insurance plans are facing high out-of-pocket costs because their plans reset at the beginning of the year. Individuals on these plans are sometimes forced to make tough decisions when it comes to their health. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to helping those who face higher out-of-pocket costs afford their Lilly insulin. This is why Lilly offers insulin options with lower prices, lower list prices, I should say, and additional resources through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. And we welcome Andy Beccari to the show. Andy, good to have you with us to break it down and tell us more about it.
It's a pleasure, Bill. Thank you. It's an important topic and looking forward to the discussion.
Well, we hear a lot about when it comes to, you know, drugs and prescriptions and that sort of thing. You know, the number one complaint we hear all over is that prices are going up, and this is painful, especially for people on a fixed income. So let me ask you, you know, why are people paying, you know, higher prices for insulin?
Yeah, Bill, this is important. There's a few dynamics in the market. We know that overall, for the vast majority of people, they have a very reasonable out-of-pocket experience. When they walk up to the pharmacy counter, in particular with Lilly Insulins, 95% of people pay $95 or less. However, if you're that 5%, it can get costly. And in particular, that's three groups of people. It's anyone that has even quality commercial insurance, but as you said, high deductible health plan, and their deductible starts over this time of year, they face that full retail price. Then there's those that are seniors, often on a fixed income, that are part of Part D. Mm-hmm. And then those that are not insured. And what we've tried to do within each of those groups is find a creative solution to address their individual needs. But wherever they find themselves in that group, we certainly want to be able to help them.
So how are you helping them?
We have a variety of solutions. You mentioned in the lead-in the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. That is our best way and most comprehensive way to help the most people. It is staffed by healthcare professionals, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and people can call in. They can talk about what their benefit design is, what their insurance coverage is, if they have no insurance. And what these healthcare professionals do is really triage them into the right immediate solution, and then also set them up for success long term. So, for example, one of my favorite parts of my job, Bill, is I get to listen to these calls.
Mm-hmm.
There was one just recently where a mother of a child with type 1 diabetes called in. Her deductible had reset, so she's that example of high deductible health plan.
Wow.
And her retail price for Humalog was over $500, and it's just not tenable. She can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
After a brief conversation with the healthcare professional on the line, we were able to ensure that they pay no more than $95 a month. And you can just hear them move from a little despondent and disparaged to hope that they can afford this and they can do it over the longer term.
You know, the problem you got, Andy, is sometimes, you know, they're backed into a corner and they're trying to make a choice between, you know, feeding my family or buying insulin. I mean, that is a tough position. And so when these people are faced with these resets, these deductible resets, then they have to get, you know, they're going to have to, you know, bite the bullet if they're not talking to you guys and looking at this, you know, this special program that Lilly has set up, the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, and they have to bite the bullet for several months until that deductible is met, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it, Bill, and it's why we've been so vocal. We are not, I would say we are appropriately impatient. We're not going to wait for sweeping changes mm-hmm. at the state or federal level. We realize what the consequences are when people either ration their insulin or miss a dose, they don't take their medication. So we've moved and acted now, and we have some of those options beyond just the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. But we've also been very vocal with respect to things like first dollar coverage. So what mm-hmm. that means for your listeners, practically speaking, whatever fee they would pay for any prescription, once they're through their deductible, so say example $25, mm-hmm. it would mean that they pay that no matter what, whether they're in their deductible phase or not. And we're starting to see some movement at the state level with this, certainly at the federal level as well. But as I said, we just weren't willing to wait because there are people that are making those tough choices today, and we don't want that to happen.
Well, thank God for Lilly doing this. I mean that, Andy, you know, with all my heart. And what, you know, people experience, just like you said, anecdotally with this one woman, I mean, for her child, you know, to be at risk like this. I mean, and how many other people are being faced, but they haven't called the center, and they need to call the center so they can get some relief here, because you're helping a lot of people. And you say roughly what, about 5% of the people are affected, but that's still a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. That number is too high. We'd like that to be zero. We continue to work to find creative ways, whether it's with our other partners in the drug supply channel, mm-hmm. or certainly with what we try to do ourselves. We've launched half-priced insulins. We will be launching more half-priced insulins that we want to make sure people get that relief that they need, regardless of the benefit design they're in or where they are in their deductible phase, because it is. There's some significant consequences to this. So it's a part of what we do that we know we are making a contribution to people's health overall.
Well, Lilly's been in business forever. I mean, and, you know, to really be able to explain to our listeners, you know, the heart of the company and what you're doing. I mean, this is about, you know, making sure people are serviced, that they get the help they need, as opposed to, you know, what some people would say in this political environment. Well, it's just a big company and they're pharmacists and, you know, it's the pharmaceutical industry, and that, you know, they make it seem like as if the pharmaceutical industry is heartless and they don't care. But clearly what Lilly is doing and focusing to make sure that people get insulin just like this, I mean, it says a lot about the company, Andy.
Well, thank you, Bill. That's high praise, and I think consistent with our founder, one of his original themes was take what you find here and make it better. And we are 144 years old. We've been committed to innovation. If you think about this mom that I described with the child, back in the 1920s, prior to insulin, type 1 diabetes was a death sentence. I mean, there was no treatment. We came out with what was the original insulin, and there's a bit of a myth that this product is 100 years old. How can it cost so much? And the innovation that we poured into it, the products today are so different. It's with some incredible research and scientists, we've been able to provide insulins that much more closely mimic what our bodies need and how our bodies react. And what that means for someone like this little girl is that the disease can be in the background versus more in the foreground. So
exactly.
We feel good about the commitment to innovation, regardless of the political scheme or political headlines or anything like that. We know that we're doing things to affect real change for people with diabetes.
Well, this kind of message, Andy, is so important. I cannot stress it enough that people understand what's going on, because research has never stopped. R&D has never stopped with Lilly and other pharmaceuticals for that matter. I mean, they're there delivering a product, and I think that the fact that you're doing something about lowering drug prices or keeping them at a level with consideration that there are people that need to have this insulin, and I got to imagine it really stops the hearts of many in the company when they realize that, wait a minute, you got people making a choice between the drug or food. I mean, I tell you, that breaks my heart when I hear stories like that.
Absolutely. When we share that, one of the things that we spend a lot of time trying to understand what's the actual tangible impact of our solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not enough just to have some statistics. What does it mean for the person that is receiving this at the end of the day? And what we're proud of is we know when we can get someone through our Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and that is an 800 number staffed by healthcare professionals. That number is 833-808-1234. We can help as many people as possible. And in particular, anybody that gets on our solutions, we've saved them on average 65% on their out-of-pocket costs. So whatever we can do to drive people's awareness to this, to get them to this solution center, we want to help as many people as we possibly can.
Well, Andy Beccari is a senior director and U.S. brand leader for insulin's portfolio at Eli Lilly and Company. And we've got to wrap things up here, Andy. Again, I cannot thank you enough for the information. It's been really, really helpful for our listeners. Where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. So I'll share that number again. It's 833-808-1234. And that the hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If they prefer the web, they can just go to insulinaffordability.com, and that'll get them directed to all the same suite of solutions. So we appreciate your help, Bill, in getting this message out.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. There are different subtypes of metastatic breast cancer, which can be classified by the presence of certain proteins. In HER2-positive breast cancer, too much of the protein HER2 causes the cancer cells to grow and spread more aggressively. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, with patients eventually progressing on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The FDA recently granted accelerated approval of a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients who have previously received anti-HER2-based regimens. This new medicine is a part of a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Kropp, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented,
With this approval, we now have a drug available that results in benefit in the majority of patients in whom other drugs had stopped working.
Talk to your doctor about new treatment options and associated safety risks.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Beer Martinez.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The senior editor at Stream.org, Rachel Alexander, joins us now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Okay. Are you, like me, mocking the coronavirus? You know, just standing outside the window. We mock the coronavirus, COVID-19. You can come and get us. We'll sound like Lieutenant Dan or something, you know, on the edge of the boat. Oh, Lord. This has been quite the ride, huh?
Yeah, I'm not quite as mocking of it just because I don't have very good help myself, so I'm kind of nervous about getting it. But
take it easy there. Yeah, I can tell you're having a little bit of time breathing here.
I do have horrible health issues. It's really ridiculous. Thank goodness I work from home. But, I'm trying not to go outside at all, and it's just been incredible. I feel like we are living in, you know, one of the biggest moments in American history right now. I mean, this is all everybody is talking about.
Right.
And we just don't know. I have an article, I think I told you, of coming out. We just don't know, you know, are we taking steps that are drastic enough, or are we going too far?
Right. Well, to be encouraged, I just spoke with someone from Taiwan, and they have gone through it. And her message was, it's going to be okay. It's getting better. For them, they went through the curve in January, February, closer to China, right? They're about 70 miles away. And they had something like 57 cases reported, only one death. And so they're coming out. I mean, they're at that point where, you know, after something like this, as you can imagine, when you have, kept yourself at home and being real careful, it's like everybody is slowly starting to come outside of their homes. They're still wearing masks. They're still, in some cases where if you go to a store and you don't have a mask, well, they're not going to let you come and shop. But, they're being very precautious about the whole deal, but she was very, very positive. And she is an attorney and an actress, and she's a, you know, she's still a citizen. She's just living, her and her family are living in Taiwan, and so related to the situation. So, you know, this is encouraging, and I look at it this way, Rachel, is that we've got a lot of smart people on this. You know, the challenge that we have is that because of the, you know, the partisanship and, you know, this being an election season and the bitterness that's being, you know, effused out there, that is not really bringing us together. Unlike after 9/11, when we were attacked, you know, for a moment there, for several weeks, you had America at least uniting under the red, white, and blue. Right now, it just seems because of this, you know, bitter political season that we're in the midst of, it is really not serving us a whole lot. And the mainstream media, I believe, has abandoned, you know, their reason to exist, and that is, you know, report the facts. You know, you don't necessarily have to be an infomercial for positive thinking, although it would be nice once in a while if we got a positive story.
Right. And, you know, when we had the SARS and the Ebola crises in the past underneath Barack Obama and George W. Bush, we didn't see the hatred and viciousness towards the president that we're seeing now. People rallied and came around. Mm-hmm. And now all we see is just vicious attacks on him when the media really should be spending their time educating the public, giving them the latest updates, not going on and on about how, well, Donald Trump did this, so he did it wrong. No, okay, now he changed his mind, so he still did it wrong. It just won't. They just won't stop attacking him.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, I had this conversation with Liz Peek from Fox News, and I said, Liz, you know, part of the thing that you have to consider about this president, first of all, he's a businessman. Most business people, like ourselves, we have to remain positive. I mean, that's we're there. We're leading people. We look at it from a glass half full perspective. That's how we roll. That's our makeup. We're cheerleaders. We're encouragers. And you know, to expect anything less from the president would demonstrate that either, you know, he really has lost his mind, or that it's much more serious than we realize. I mean, because he was very serious after that first week when he went into the Oval Office, if you remember, when he walked out into the Rose Garden and the press asked him, Mr. President, how's it going? And he looked up and he had this woeful look on his face. It'll be forever emblazoned in my consciousness and in my mind, Rachel. And he says, this is really a mess. It's worse than I thought. And I don't think he was being funny. I think he was being absolutely serious about what was wrong. And little did he know, I mean, yes, he had an idea that it was bad and corrupt, but not to the degree that it would give us the Mueller report. It would give us Russiagate. It would give us, you know, all the additional things that led to his impeachment. I mean, it has been absolutely insane. And to your point, is as critical as they've been about Donald Trump, I mean, they don't come back and say, yeah, we were critical and we made a mistake and he was more right than we were.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. No matter what he does, they're going to say he took the wrong steps. And if he had taken different steps, fewer people would have died. Right. They don't want him to win re-election. And so they're going to turn around and use this against him no matter what he does, which is really unfair because he has been taking such drastic action. He has gone so far, he's gone above and beyond what a lot of these other countries have done. You know, I'm frankly really proud of him. Yes. I think he's saving massive lives, but they
exactly
won't ever admit it.
Well, Dr. Fauci, you know, responded the other day, much to their shock, when he, you know, he was asked point blank. He said, did the president's action to close down flights, do you think that's instrumental in where we are right now, that there is, you know, there is less impact of this coronavirus? He said, without a doubt. He said that was a smart move. And look at by comparison the other countries. Look what happened to Italy. Look what's happening to Europe, you know, with their open borders and everything and their laissez-faire attitude. And they're being overrun by this. And here we are doing everything we can. This president got business people together because that's his strength and said, guys, we got a problem here. We need your help. And look what they've done. They've come together and they're seeing the underbelly of the deep state and this cabal between the Democrats and the mainstream media, seeing how they're misrepresenting what this president is doing, because they're on the inside now with this president taking on this challenge of coming up with a solution, you know, for this crisis.
And don't forget, when Trump first, you know, suggested closing the borders to China, they called him racist.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he can't win. Whatever he does, they're going to attack him. And I think it's sad, because I really am afraid he's not going to win re-election. There are so many people who are out of work right now. There are so many people being negatively affected right now. It's just so many unhappy people. And we really could hit a recession, because
exactly.
All these businesses aren't being frequented.
Well, one of the things I told Senator Scott a couple of weeks ago when this was coming down, I said one of the immediate things that they could do, because you have to think in terms of immediacy. I mean, the states have done so. I mean, this is why they declared a state of emergency, so they would have access to emergency funds, right? But they haven't been quick to respond, just as you said, to your point, to the labor force of America. I mean, they've already paid for unemployment insurance. It's there. Why not let them access it immediately, as opposed to 6 to 8 weeks? That would give them some immediate relief, Rachel.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, and maybe it will still happen, because I think Trump is being very clever in the types of assistance he's proposing and putting out there.
Exactly.
And he's got to do it. You know, you can't have all these people, you know, without supply. He's panicking that they're not going to have toilet paper.
Exactly. Well, you've also written, speaking of which, in terms of national security, you know, the sanctuary cities shielding criminal illegal immigrants from ICE, resulting in horrific crimes. I mean, what they have done to the American people, the thing is about it, these illegal immigrants, and they think most of them, you know, are, you know, that Hispanics and Latinos are, you know, in support of this. They do not understand the Hispanic and Latino community. They are as much with Trump as anything over this, because what happens with these illegal immigrants, where are they deposited? They're deposited in these Hispanic communities. They're wreaking havoc upon the people in these Hispanic communities, and the Democrats are happy to let them, you know, for whatever reason, because somehow they see this as some sort of vote getter at the expense of legal immigrants here in our country. I mean, this is really upside down, Rachel.
Yeah, well, the Democrats like it because they're giving illegal immigrants the right to vote here and there, all over the country. It's happening. So they're going to continue promoting this. And in these sanctuary cities, they're just out of control, because they first said they were only not going to turn over low-level, you know, immigration violator types to ICE. But it's not true. They're now not turning over these hardcore criminals with long rap sheets, who then go out into the community and kill and rape and are doing all these horrible crimes. And a lot of these horrible crimes are being done to Hispanics themselves.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is what's happening in New York, Rachel, where they're, you know, letting, you know, multiple felonious, you know, criminals, they're letting them out of jail only to go and commit more felonies. You know, what is all that about?
That's right. That's the same thing. You know, as a former prosecutor, I can't stand any of this going on. You know, we have to be very careful when we hear those words, criminal justice reform, because they say they're letting peaceful criminals out. But in reality, I've been a prosecutor. I've seen the rap sheets of these ones they call peaceful. They're not peaceful. They just have things that aren't allowed to be released to the public, so we never really hear about all their violent crimes.
Well, she's a senior editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go. Also, how can they be in touch with you, Rachel?
Go to my website. Well, actually, my website's being transferred, so it might not be up. But when it's back up, intellectualconservative.com. And you can also find my writing at townhall.com.
Rachel Alexander here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Rachel.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.